Like other people in the United States, African Americans have been listening to President Bush's charge that Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and that he presents an international threat that justifies going to war. Here's a sampling of how they respond.
I don't support the war. I do think, however, we need to take all extreme measures in order to prevent a war, because war affects everyone worldwide.
Until he shows the American public that there's proof for that, then he shouldn't go over above the UN and the procedures of how in regards to inspections. I think right now it's alienating a lot of his allies.
Whatever needs to be done. If our lives are being threatened, then I think we should go in and take care of whatever the problem is.
But I think there's other ways we can resolve things other than going to war.
Author Walter Mosley cites at least two major reasons why African Americans are likely to oppose an invasion of Iraq.
Why would we want to support a war against people when you feel that, number one, in your own country, there are issues facing African Americans which are dire and which this war has nothing to do with? And, of course, because there's such a disproportionate number of people of color in the army, why do we want to send our people over there to get killed?
Walter Mosley invites everyone to read his book, but What Next is really a call to action for African Americans. The author has a view of the World Trade Center from his apartment window, and when the first plane crashed into the tower on September 11th, he heard the impact. Later, he remembered a question he'd once asked his father.
I asked him, I said, Dad, were you afraid to go to World War II? He said, no, Walter, I wasn't afraid. And I said, why not? And he said, well, I thought it was a war between the Germans and the Americans, but I didn't realize that I was an American. I just thought that I was a Negro. I figured if the Germans came up to me and said, where are the Americans? I would point and say, Americans are over there. But when the Germans did come up, they started shooting at me. He said, that's when I realized that I was an American. When I saw those planes crashing in the World Trade Center, that's when I realized that I was in this conflict with these people in the Middle East and in other places. And how was my response? My father's response and a million other people at his time was the Civil Rights Movement. My response is the inverse of that, that there are people around the world who don't have what I have. They don't have running water. They don't have food to eat. I have to make sure that those people, mostly people of color around the world, are treated fairly and well.
And Walter Mosley believes that's the best way to change the conditions that breed terrorism.
Once that's done, the question of terrorism just goes out the window. Nobody's going to support it. And the idea that we think that we have to fight a war, that's not a winnable battle.
One of the ironies of the current debate over war is that U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell is an African American who's spoken in favor of the conflict.
The intelligence case is clear that they have weapons of mass destruction of one kind or another, and they are trying to develop more and develop those that they do not yet have an operational capability for.
Condoleezza Rice, President Bush's national security advisor, is also African American and also supports the war.
It is extremely important that the Iraqi people understand that America has always stood not just for power and stability, but also for values. And this is a chance for the Iraqi people to liberate themselves of oppression, and it is a chance for this region to see an example of perhaps an Iraq that is on the path to democracy.
While he disagrees with them, Walter Mosley sees the prominence of those government figures, even their unpopularity in some parts of the world, as a step forward for Black America.
You realize that the Pakistanis see Colin Powell not as a black man, but as an American. And so then black people have to see themselves also as Americans. I think that what George Bush has done is he has given more power to black people in the bodies of Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell than any other president ever has. And I think the impact over the years will probably be pretty good for black America. But if black America doesn't stand up for itself, doesn't say what they think is right in the world, then that power is useless.
Walter Mosley urges black Americans to work for peace grassroots style by forming discussion groups on current events, by supporting public officials who work for peace, maybe even by running for office themselves. He says African Americans are especially well equipped to understand the fear and hostility on both sides of the terrorist divide.
We understand hatred and oppression by external groups who we have to learn how to live with. And what we have to do as a group of people is we have to identify the principles of unity that bring together the African-American community. It used to be that we had single issues, slavery. apartheid. Now there's all kinds of different people, rich, middle class, poor black people. We have black people from Africa, black people from the Caribbean, black people from America, black people from Europe. All of them see differences in each other and their schisms and their fights. But I think that there's a spine of political awareness that brings us all together, and that's what we have to identify.
Walter Mosley is the author of What Next? A Memoir Toward World Peace. I'm Nancy.